sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobic, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young, and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends know the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, 2021.
Shut the fuck up.
That's what's up.
Shut up.
How can I love somebody else? Oh shit, I'm recording. Whoa, wait a minute. yeah, where was I? Hold on. What did I say? I ain't a killer, but don't push me. I'm gonna repeat that for the people in the front. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Revenge is the sweetest joy next to getting pussy. Picture paragraphs unloaded, wise words being quoted, peep the weakness in the rap game and sowed it. Bow down, pray to God, hoping that he's listening, seeing niggas coming for me through my diamonds, when they glistening. Okay, that verse deserves a bit more respect. I said, seeing niggas coming for me through my diamonds when they glistening. Eyes, and you see the reflection? Oh, okay, sorry. Now pay attention, bless me, please, Father, I'm a ghost in these killing fields, Hail Mary, catch me if I go. Let's go deep inside the mind. I fucked that up. Let's go deep inside the solitary mind of a madman. Screams in the dark. Evil lurks. Enemy see me flee. Activate my hate. Let it break to the flame. Set trip. Empty out my clip. Never stop to aim. Classic Tupac. I'm going to repeat that line. He says, set trip, empty out my clip. Never stop to aim. Blah, 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 blah. Some say the game is all corrupt and fucked in this shit. Stuck. Niggas is lucky if we bust out this shit. Yeah, I get that. Plus, mama told me never stop until I bust a nut. Interesting advice to get from your mom, but fuck that. I don't question Tupac. Fuck the world if they can't adjust. It's just as well. Hail Mary. Yo, let me see the rest of the Hail Mary. Come with me. Hail Mary, nigga. Run quick, see. What do we have here now? Do you want to ride or die? La da 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 da. Come with me. Hail Mary, nigga. Run quick, see. What do we have here now? Do you want to ride or die? Na la 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 la. Hey, welcome. Bienvenue to another episode of Shut Up the Podcast. Actually, it's called Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, aka B Blizzard, aka Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com, aka Le Grand Papa B. Before I continue with this anticipated episode, because I said so, it's anticipated because I said so, I want to inform you new listeners that this podcast is protected by the red, the black, and the green, and waves a red, black, and a red, blue flag. In other words, rouge et bleu is up in this bitch. I'm representing and holding it down for black folks who grew up in the 80s watching TV Ontario, Télé Québec, and Soul in the City on Much Music. This episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on May 3rd, 2023. What is time? It's a Wednesday, so it's a midweek episode, and it's 6:41 p.m. This episode is also brought to you by the letter F. F for fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. Yeah. If you can't tell, there's like a very, very strong Tupac influence on this podcast. Yeah, in case you couldn't tell. I mean, I could. I mean, Stevie Wonder could, but I would. Hey, okay, let's do this. Let's start this shit, man. Quick intro. Full disclosure. I had a shitty day today at work, and I was debating on whether to go into the details of what made it shitty. But instead, because I could ramble on, and you ain't my therapist. Well, one is because I'm trying to keep it real on this podcast, and I feel giving out some details would be look. The point is, instead of telling you what made it shitty, all I can say is. Two things. It had me reflect on how do people, non-highly sensitive types, handle these kind of things. Like, maybe I would have brushed it off. Maybe it wouldn't be worth mentioning. But it's been lingering. It's been, it just fucked up my day, man. Just fucked up my day. And what I can tell you is I remember, it's not a series of events. See, that's the thing. Yeah, that's why I bring up the HSC part, because I'm like, because it's not a series of event. It was just one event, one item, one unfortunate, how do I say this, bad coincidence that just led to me today, right now, talking about how I had a shitty day at work and you kids need to shut the fuck up. Daddy needs his liquor. Anyway, yeah. Now, okay. So because I have these days, I do a lot of reflection. I do a lot of thinking. And I know what made it shitty is because I felt there was a moment in my day where I just felt so small, insignificant. And great, I guess it was just my mind working against me. But I just remember just feeling small. I don't know if that makes any sense to you. Small, insignificant, like. Not like insect small, like fucking, man, I could just step on you. I mean, like, why the fuck did you bother waking up? You know, I wonder, I think a lot when I walk, I don't like walking on ants or on insects. You know, I try to avoid it, but every once in a while I walk and don't pay attention and I squash a bug. And I'm like, I wonder if that bug has a friend going, I told that motherfucker not to go out. It's dangerous out there. Anyway, yeah, but anyway, whatever. Anyway, my point is, I felt small, and I felt like I was going crazy, like I was losing my sanity, because it was just, I had all these thoughts that were just raging through my head, and provoked by anger, and it was just triggering my, all this to say that my day is also an influence on the title of today's episode. The title of the episode, which I decided was going to be Solitary Mind of a Madman. And, one, because it sounded cool, and the other, it's because, Solitary Mind of a Madman, because I was feeling like a madman today. Anyway, so, but on the plus side, I should have said good news and bad news. That was the bad news. The good news is I have a self-adjusting mechanism to cheer myself up, which is, and I want to say, God bless the power of music. Music that soothes the savage beast. And I felt the need to, I'm going to see if I could pull up the playlist of songs. Because some of these songs you wouldn't imagine would have been on the list. I can't go back. All right. Right on YouTube Music. I do not promote YouTube Music because they got a lot of racist crackers working there. But really, okay. The first one, it's not on the list, surprisingly. Because I entered. Okay, my point is, I started listening to Barry Manilow, Mandy. And it was a dope ass song, and it was just kind of soothing, and it helped out. And then I Googled songs, that music that soothed, and I found this long list, but I remember I recognized the name Billie Eilish. Yeah. Anyways, When the Party's Over, that was dope. And then YouTube introduced me to, whoops. Hit the pause by mistake. Hit play by mistake. Ocean Eyes by Billie Eilish. Get You to the Moon by Kina. Lift Me Up. Oh, that was a dope one by Rihanna. Yeah. didn't even recognize the artist. Call Out My Name by The Weeknd. Somewhere Only We Know. Rihanna? Oh, shit. Stressed Out, 21 Pilots. That's Bruno Mars. Okay, Talking to the Moon by Bruno Mars. Let You Down by NF. Stay With Me, Sam Smith. Easy on Me, Adele. All of Me by John Legend. Man, there's a lot of songs I was going through. I Don't Want to Live Forever. Zayn and Taylor Swift. Oh, Be Damn. Yes, that's right. Taylor Swift. Be Black, listen to some Taylor Swift. Deathbed, Coffee. Oh, and my favorite one, the one that really had a strong impact, and I talked about this track, this artist, on a previous episode. Not that you would know, because it was a long time ago, but 7 Years by Lucas Graham. Yeah, that was a dope song. Oh, there was more. Lucas Graham, Fade Into You by Mazzy Star, Let It Go, James. Anyway, my point is, I'm thinking of my music teacher back in high school. Was it grade 9? I forget. And this white man said something that I could bond with. And I remember he said, what was he saying about music? He was just talking about his passion for music, his love for music. And he said, yeah, man, I don't think I'd be alive without music, man. I don't think I would want to live without music. And it's funny, I was in grade 9, and I was a very angry black guy during that time. And I remember my initial thought was, yeah, me and you too, brother. But my second thought was like, yeah, cracker, remember to give us black folks the credit, because you white folks don't make any music. Yeah, back then I didn't. It's not that I didn't believe white people could make music. Look, I was just angry, man. It was a blind rage, and I just wanted the white man to acknowledge at some point and say some shit like, yeah, God bless black folks for all the music that I listen to. Anyways. All right, okay. That's my intro, which went longer than I was supposed to, but that's my fucking intro. I had to set the mood. I chose two for next segment, Act 2, News and Random Thoughts. I chose to take out a few items because, like I said, I just don't want to make it too long of an episode, man. All right, I want to go back on the couch and wallow in self-pity. All right, so let's jump to the next segment so we can have a show. All right, okay, let's do this. Here we go. Bam, bam. So before I talk about what's on by the first item on the rundown sheet, I on the way to work today, no, this doesn't have anything to do with why I had a bad day, but it doesn't matter. But on the way to work, I was listening to the radio, and they had a segment on AI. Like, that's just been on my timeline. I've been ignoring it. A lot of podcasts that I listen to have that's been a topic of discussion about how AI is like AI technology and music. Like, how, let's just put it this way. In this particular segment, they were explaining how AI is like doing some damage in the music business. I mean, this is beyond Napster type shit, right? They had the voice of Michael Jackson singing a well-known song in French, in Quebec French. Well-known to Quebecers. And they had Michael Jackson sing the song, and that blew. Like, that was the moment I was like, oh, shit, I need to look into this shit, man. I mean, like, look, AI is taking over, motherfucker. And, yo, I'm just saying, I'm kind of hoping when AI, like, you know, when Skynet becomes real, that I won't be around. Because I'm telling you now, humanity, I will sell you out for to be plugged into, like, the Matrix. And, yeah, I'm just like, yeah, make me a strong porn artist who doesn't, whatever. My point is, you don't want Skynet to come alive and start recruiting traitors of humanity, because I'll fucking step in front of that line and say, Skynet, sign me up. I hate humanity. Anyway, yeah. With that said, as I scare you with AI, I'll be using AI to read this next article. And it's titled, Okay, it's a thought that I had in response to this news item about armed Ohio neo-Nazis waving swastika flags, target drag event. Okay, I'm going to read the article just because I was just talking about AI and I want to show off my AI device. So here we go. Where are you at? Where are you at? You better be working. All right. Take it away, Jane.
Armed Ohio neo-Nazis waving swastika flags target drag event again.
Jesus.
The same Ohio neo-Nazi group that attacked a drag queen story hour event in March menaced a drag brunch in the state on Saturday. It has happened once again. On a Saturday afternoon in Ohio, neo-Nazis displaying swastikas and chanting neo-Nazi slogans threatened people with their flags and chants while at a drag brunch. For the second time in as many months, neo-Nazi white supremacist skinhead Christopher Polhouse led his group, Blood Tribe, to protest LGBTQ-affirming events.
Hold on. Blood Tribe? That's what they call themselves? Blood Tribe. All right. Okay. First Tarzan, now this shit. All right, let's go.
For the second time in as many as part of the drag brunch event, Land Grant Brewing Company in Columbus hosted a fundraiser for Kaleidoscope Youth Center, an Ohio-based organization dedicated to providing safe and affirming spaces for LGBTQ plus youth in the community, right, according to local TV station WBNS. As the affair started, a group of about two dozen right-wing extremists, some chanting and waving swastika flags, protested the event, videos posted online show. In contrast to most neo-Nazis in attendance, Polhouse did not cover his face to hide his identity.
Yeah, that was weird.
The group held a banner reading "There Will Be Blood," behind which they performed Nazi salutes while chanting about "No transgenders on our streets" and other bigoted sentiments.
Wow.
Polhouse led a similar protest last March against a drag queen story hour in Wadsworth near Akron, the video of which was jarring and widely distributed online. At times, he led the crowd of his adherents in chants of blood and under the Aryan sun as onlookers observed and members of the Columbus Police Dialogue Team monitored the interactions. Among the neo-Nazi group members was at least one who wore tactical gear and carried an AR-15-style rifle. In response to the presence of actual neo-Nazis in Columbus, Council President Shannon Hardin tweeted his dismay. LGBTQ plus kids and families shouldn't have to deal with obscene hate from literal Nazis.
Shit.
While at Columbus Council has an existing budget earmarked for at KYC Ohio, I'm donating today to support the great work they do and show that our community stands with KYC and the community they serve, he wrote. During a protest in March, Polhouse's group joined Patriot Front, the Proud Boys, the Three Percenters.
Oh, wow.
And other conservative Christian groups in descending upon a public park in Wadsworth to disrupt Drag Queen Story Hour, an event planned at the park. As hundreds of armed, snarling far-right extremists threatened their safety, 15 children and their parents watched a show. At that event, police arrested several people. In recent months, as Republican politicians and far-right extremists have targeted transgender Americans with laws restricting their access to medical care and seeking to erase their existence from society, radical white supremacist groups and conservatives have joined in a dangerous coalition against a common target. The Columbus Police Department did not immediately respond to the advocates' request for information on Saturday's arrests.
I kind of miss the days when their hatred was just focused on us, but here we are, man. I guess trans is, as one TikToker called it, the flavor of the month. I don't know if you're old enough to remember, after 9/11, it was Muslims, right? Before it was black people. I mean, I think we've had the longest running records. Then there's Jewish people. Sorry, I'm thinking of a scene in the Sopranos where Hesh, the Jewish guy, he says, talking to a black guy. Fucking Sopranos, man. Sopranos and, what's that? Fuck, that director who made, I was blank out on his name. Anyway, the white guy who likes to use the N-word. White people, there's probably should make an award for white people who've gotten away with using the N-word. Anyways, yeah, so I was thinking of, Hesh, he's got a line, and he says, buddy, us Jews have been the white man's niggas even before you were pitting your faces with back in Africa, some shit like that. But my problem, yeah. But my point is, if you notice, I think this comes from the English, right? But I don't think it's possible to rule, to control a huge society without giving them something to fight about, right? And all I'm going with is, notice this pattern. There's always someone who's got to be the enemy. Like, I don't know if it's the politicians who are giving it to us, or we're the fucking idiots who keep looking for it. But there's always got to be a group that has to be like the bully. And that's what I mean by flavor of the month. Sorry, I chugged that water a little too quickly. anyway, yeah. This, while I was listening to the, oh, by the way, shout out to Jane, my AI robot or software who read that article. Eh? She got a nice voice. That's why I was like, Jesus, nice voice. Anyway, like, very improved. But, while I was listening to the article, I was thinking about how, one, it's not just the fucking neo-Nazis. I'm thinking of black people who are also have, like, a vendetta or who have chosen to jump into this bullshit fight, this bullshit war, this bullshit attack against trans people. But, yeah, I was thinking about that. But I was also thinking about, like, what the fuck, man? When you notice you're on the same side of the neo-Nazis, holy fuck. Is it too much to ask to do some self-reflection and be like, wait a minute, start questioning shit? I guess you're just so blinded by your own rage, by your own whatever the fuck, whatever the fuck causes you to be a fucking asshole that, you know, you just, I don't care, I'm at war. Fuck it. Then again, I was going to compare. Anyway, that's not the point. Holy shit. The reason why I'm sharing this article, right? Because there was, one, it's News and Random Thoughts. It's news, right? And, yeah, no, it's been playing. This shit's been on my timeline all weekend. About one end, you got these white neo-Nazis. And it's important that I mentioned that they're all wearing masks, right? And on the other end, you have trans people, cross-dressers, drags. Is that the drag queens who are just existing, but there was a moment, there's this, I don't have that clip, but there was this clip I had found on, that came up on my timeline, and it was clearly displaying on one end the neo-Nazis, right, wearing masks and shit, except for that one asshole, one motherfucker, Polis? Pull these nuts, and whatever his name is, yeah. They were all wearing masks, right? Covering up. Talking that anti-transphobic shit, whatever, right? Gays go, whatever, man. LGBTQ, go back to Africa, whatever. And on the other end of the protest, there was this drag lady, drag queen, who was just, chanting with her supporters, and giving them the middle fingers back. And just sheer coincidence in the background, someone was playing the song, This Is Me. Hold on. This Is Me by, The verb is This Is Me by, the Greatest Showman cast, This Is Me. Here, this song. Like, it's an anthem to celebrate yourself. If you know this song, this intro is like probably getting you excited.
I am
not a stranger to the dark. There we go. I am not a stranger to the dark. Anyways, yeah, it's a beautiful song. Great song. It's about celebrating your human experience. And to me, it was a big deal because I was just thinking about how it was a clear indication of who were the good guys. Who were the good... I mean, I guess the way I see the world, on one end, so that song is playing in the background, and you got this one drag queen giving them the middle finger, and all she's doing is existing. Giving a middle finger to people upset at her existence. Giving a middle finger to motherfuckers upset at her existence while wearing a mask. Hiding their, like, the song This Is Me is playing. So it's just like, how you celebrate who you are by wearing a mask? You know what I mean? Like, it's some shit. Like, I guess I know to the people, to the choir I'm preaching to, you understand what I'm getting at. But to the motherfuckers who I can't reach, will never be able to reach. Well, I wouldn't try. To the motherfuckers I'm at war with. That's what I'm trying to say. I hope at one time when you die, before or during, while you die, you figure it out how you were like, maybe I got it wrong. Look at me. I'm a dreamer. I know I'm being a dreamer, right? I know I'm acting like the pastor who's like, maybe one day before you die, you'll figure out that maybe I should have accepted Christ as my life. But I'm just saying the fucking contradiction. Like, I know, I guess I'm more confident on the side I'm on because I am not behind the motherfuckers wearing masks and yelling all kinds of atrocities. Like, these little cowards are like wearing a mask because they want to be able to integrate into society as a normal, like, they want to be part of society and still be an asshole. By the way, I'm going to jump to the next topic because I just realized that it just triggered and reminded me of why I had a bad day. Yeah. I got beef with a mask wearing asshole. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, that's where I'm going with this. All right. Anyways, yeah. So I'm going to end this segment with fuck these crackers. Fuck them in their masks. And I hope they die of a sunburn. And I hope one day someone, they get identified and they lose their jobs over this shit. Because society is moving forward. Oh, gang, I just made the mistake of clicking on my Twitter, and I saw the notification, which means I have to look at it. But that's irrelevant to you. All right, okay. Next item I had on on my rundown sheet. I'm laughing because this one makes me laugh. So I'm gonna play it out and then share a quick thought about this shit. All right, because it's insightful, but shit made me laugh. But here we go. Oh, maybe I should. Maybe I should mention content creator's name is Rena Martin. I think, j'imagine, I guess she's an Anglophone, but here we go.
Here's the most important thing you need to understand about your sexual fantasies. Mm. They reveal what your underlying emotional needs are. So say, for example, you have BDSM fantasies, that you want to be submissive. That's super, super common amongst women. 93% of women have had sexual submission fantasies. Does this mean that you are less of an empowered woman? No. It could be that the reason you're fantasizing about this is because you have an underlying emotional need for someone else to make the decisions. The research tells us that more progressive, more feminist women tend to have submission fantasies because they're fantasizing about something different in the bedroom than what they actually observe in their day-to-day lives. So don't freak out about your fantasies. Get curious about them. Ask, what emotional need am I trying to meet under the fantasy itself?
I thought that was deep, man. I think I'm kind of hoping a few of you will be like, "Ooh, wow, okay, maybe I'm not the sick fuck that I thought that I am." This is what happened for me as I listened to this, and I'm like, "Okay, thank you, Miss Random Mountain." I wish I could talk to her directly and have a close conversation about, like, okay, let me tell you about my sexual fantasies. It involves a penguin and three chicks. No, I'm kidding. It's a comedy podcast, man. Go quit fucking. I hate what I made. I hate when I make an intentional joke and someone out there is like, well, what the fuck? That's animal cruelty, but that's not the point. Right. My point to this is what I love about this segment is I have a reason to go through all my porns and see what exactly is that, what did you say, underlying need, or what exactly does it say about me? And I'm kind of hoping, too, that whoever listens to this, that when I die and happens to go through my porn collection, won't judge me. We'll have that kind of context. We'll have that context when they're going through it. Yeah, man. I don't know, man. Yeah. It's just you know, I had a moment where I realized that. Sorry, my nose is stuffy again. I don't know what that's about. Maybe I'm excited, but whatever. I had a moment this week where I realized that part of why I made this podcast, part of why I do this podcast is because I tend to say shit that causes people to want to interrupt me. Causes people to want to be like, what the fuck did you say? And then I will be like, oh, well, no, nothing. I mean, I changed my mind. I'll be all ashamed of what I'm trying to say. Or I'll take it as, I don't know. It's like I don't give value. If there's another human being present, I don't give value to my own thoughts. And this is my opportunities to say shit, whether it's fucked up or not. But I mean, say it out loud and then reflect on it and be like, okay, you know what, man? I don't really mean that. I actually mean... Or whatever. Or I know I do mean this, but instead of, like, I'm very sensitive to, I pick up on visual cues. It happens. It happens a lot. If you know me well, it's common that we'll talk and then you'll do something, a subtle trick, and I'll pick up on it. And I'll be like, oh, wait a minute. What's going on? And sometimes it might reveal something about you, or it might reveal something about you you don't want to share, or it means absolutely nothing. But I pick up on little things. Anyways, yeah, so, but this is why I'm sharing this. This is why this item is on my rundown sheet, because it's an example of me, like, this is shit that goes through my mind. I go through life pretending like I'm a conformist, like I'm a nice guy, like I'm a normal kid, normal member of society, but deep down inside, I'm in a situation where I'm like, I'm gonna have to, like, after I hit stop and publish this podcast, I'm gonna go for all my porn and do some research. Yo, there's a bit in here somewhere, yes. I'm gonna do some research, some self-research, some, I'm gonna study myself. I'm gonna be... And I'm justified. I'm doing it for science. Anyway, all right, okay. Hope this shit was... Oh, my God. I'm sorry for yelling in your ear. Hope this shit was as insightful to you as it was for me. All right, let's go. Next item. Oh, shit. I got to do my taxes. Okay, yeah. What else do I got? Oh, I love this one. Content creator Donald writes... I don't think this is the first time I shared something messaged by him, but here we go. Break it down.
Check out this video.
How many people do we have falling away from the faith right now? All because a church hurt their feelings.
All right, let's talk about it.
Do you know why deconstructionism exists? Because discipleship didn't.
This is false. It has nothing to do with discipleship. Growing up in church, I had plenty of discipleship that rooted me in my spiritual journey. Deconstruction exists because constructs do. It is a method of critical analysis. It is us, many of us for the first time, having the agency and information to think critically about what we believe, especially right. Coming from churches that tell us to not question anything about it.
Right. You got these people more in love with your church than in love with Jesus. And so when the church hurt them, they couldn't even stay committed to Jesus?
What if I flipped that and told you that some people are so in love with Jesus that the hateful and harmful theology the church espoused felt like an affront to everything Jesus stood for? What if I told you that some people left the church to salvage their relationship with Jesus and not have it tainted by white evangelical dogma? Right. His line of questioning holds the presumptions that leaving the church is the same thing as leaving Jesus, that people who don't go to church can't follow the teachings of Jesus, and that everyone needs to be a Christian. That last one is called Christian supremacy, and none of these presumptions are true.
Yeah. Your small group's leader didn't let you have a small group, and you don't like the whole church no more? The whole Big C church is off limits to you now.
A big misconception about why people leave the church is that it's about some minor personal grievance. One, this is a minimization of actual abuse that takes place in churches. Yep. Spiritual, financial, emotional, sexual abuses, and other forms of abuses take place in churches all the time. And when you've experienced abuse, it can be, no it is, triggering to consistently expose yourself to the kinds of environments where this abuse took place. And two, people rarely talk about the information that leads to deconstruction. Like when we learn about the legacy of white Christianity, yep, slavery, lynching, and indigenous genocide. When we learn about the marriage of white supremacy and Christian supremacy in the United States. When we learn about the traditions of our ancestors and what they believed in prior to white Christian colonization, to name a few things. This information is rarely talked about, but it's a big part of the why behind the what.
You got food poisoning at a restaurant. Did you stop going to restaurants? No, you stopped going to that restaurant.
You don't think people have tried different churches? I've never met anyone who gave up on church on the first try. So in this restaurant metaphor, what if you keep getting food poisoning at restaurants you culturally frequent? Do you keep going to these restaurants, or do you try restaurants you haven't tried before? Or do you start making your own food at home? There's a lot of options out there.
So don't sit here and tell me that I'm a deconstructionist and I just don't like the church anymore and I don't believe in Jesus anymore. You never did. You believed in your pastor.
It is gaslighting to tell people who believed in Jesus with heart, mind, and soul that they never believed because they believe differently now. But the primary reason evangelical Christians say this is for themselves. Because it's easier to believe that someone never believed at all than to admit that it's possible to be a believer just like them and have experiences and learn information that can lead you to not believe in Jesus in the same way, if at all. Feel free to leave your thoughts in the comments, and as always, like and follow for more content.
I already liked and followed, but I'm going to give you a
message.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay. I can relate. I can relate to, it's funny, it's an atheist friend who pointed that out, who made me realize this. Atheist? Muslim? It's people who weren't Christians who made me realize how I was unable to see a world outside of Christianity. That's all. It was like Christianity was like the atmosphere to planet Earth. Like there was nothing beyond that motherfucking thing. So this asshole, not Donald Wright's, but the dude that he's responding to, the motherfuckers like him, they can't see past this shit. So to you, so to them, being an ex-Christian is just yeah, you'll get over it. It's like saying, oh, you're just taking a break from your marriage. As opposed to accepting, nah, motherfucker, I got a divorce. It's a fucking divorce. I can't be in the same room as that motherfucker, okay, as my partner, or else because I'll stab that bitch. Yeah, whatever. Or whatever, man, stab that bitch or nigga, whatever. I guess what he brings up is, yes, it's the gaslighting. I still have relatives who I haven't told that I'm an ex-Christian. I'm just silent on them. I have relatives who I did tell that I'm ex-Christian, but they fucking keep talking to me like, ah, you'll get over it. You'll snap out of it. And they start inserting that. And I really want to tell them that, yo, I ain't trying to hear that Jesus shit no more. Fuck your hallelujah. No, I don't want no prayers. I don't want no, I mean, sure, keep praying. But the pathway to my spirituality does not involve this white supremacy, bullshit-ass Christianity. Okay, yeah, they just can't see it, and they refuse to let you. They're part also the people who, like, when I talk about part of why I made this podcast is because I'm so used to speaking and having people interrupt me. And when I say interrupt me, I'm not just rude, but pretty much unable to make sense of what I'm trying to say, make assumption, and they quickly go to judgment. So I can't have a conversation about, you know what? Christianity is starting to feel more like the religion of our brutal oppressors. And they'll join in too. Nah, you gotta can't think like that. They're both, you know what I mean? Like, no, you can't see it that way. I mean, but I just did. Like, they refuse to accept any other thoughts by themselves. But yeah. But I don't blame them. I blame myself for allowing them to. I mean, I do blame them, but I'm also know that I have a responsibility. I'm the one who allowed them to get me to believe that my thoughts, my own personal thoughts, my own perspective has no value. So with that said, hence the ex-Christian title. And the other thing too is I kind of wish some of these fanatic Christians were able to accept that, hey, maybe you had a good experience with Christianity, but you need to accept the fucking history. You need to accept that not everyone had it that great. It's kind of like maybe you've had great experience with love. Maybe you've had great experience with your family. Maybe you've had great experience with your job. Maybe you've had great experience as living in America or in Canada. But some of us ain't got it that good. Like, I think of the homeless person and sometimes I'm like, yo, I can understand if you don't want to sing the national anthem. Because everyone else is having a great time, but you, your own experience doesn't permit you to be able to say, hey, I love this. In this, my case, Christianity. Like, I can understand. There's people who I see, know their experience. I'm like, yo, if I had the same experience you had, I'd be fucking, you know, worshiping Jesus up my yin yang. And it's not, yeah, but I'm one of them. And it's not just the bad experience in Christianity that fucks it up, but it's also the bad experience probably pointed to realize. Let me put it this way. I can understand black people who can still use Christianity as their pathway to spirituality despite the history, despite the fact that the first slave ship was called Jesus, whatever the fuck, Pinto, whatever, I forget the name, but the name Jesus, that fucked me up. Can accept the fact that the reason there's a picture of white Jesus on our wall is because slave masters needed a way to keep us in check. You know, can accept the fact that how the Bible was used to justify slavery. You know, honestly, there are black people. I know that the role the church played in the black community. You know, black community, I mean, I was going to say black Americans, but not just black Americans, but even in the Caribbean. Like my dad, God bless my dad. He would say, and I understand this, like the one point you can tell my dad, like the one thing I won't disagree with my pops, because he used to say shit like, look, he would look around and say, look, man, even if you don't believe in this Jesus shit, he doesn't talk like that. I'm paraphrasing. He said, even if you don't believe in this Jesus shit, still come to church because you want the community. You want the community aspect right now. And he was right. I get it. But sometimes when the community is a toxic community, you got to walk away. But, I can understand how Christianity is one big-ass community for you. But some of us didn't have that. My point is this. I kind of wish Christians were able to accept the fact that some people just need their space. Some people ain't got it as good as they have. Like, they can't. Just let it go, man. Let it the fuck go. Man's an ex-Christian. Let him the fuck go. And if you were a true believer, you'd be like, maybe that's the path that the Lord has set up for this person. Oh, right. The last point that I wanted to make is about this is I wish a lot of these ex-Christians would realize that we didn't make that decision overnight. Trust me, there was a fucking process, man. Think of it. To me, I compared it to me losing Christianity, losing my faith, or whatever you want to call it, was equivalent to a divorce. It was a lost love. It was the thing you thought was going to last forever, and now you're like, your partner cheated on you, or whatever, man. Your partner did something that you can't turn back on, man. You're beyond forgiveness. You're beyond, let's work it out. Nah, man. It's like, the only way I can heal from this situation is by putting distance between me and you. My only point to this is, and by the way, this is why I have a segment on this podcast called Church Traction Disc, because it allows me to talk shit about the church. And I know a lot of you from Black Guy Who Tips followers or listener community members are like, hey, you stole that concept from the Black Guy Who Tips. And I respond with, no, I didn't. All right? They have sword ratchetness. I have church ratchetness. And also, they're McDonald's and I'm McDonald's. Leave me alone. All right. Next item. Next item, I promised myself, I'm just going, what time is it? Yeah, I'm just going to play it and not respond to it. I think I'm just going to, only because it involves the concept of forgiveness, but I do appreciate this content creator giving me another way to look at the concept of forgiveness. But so here we go.
Those of you who peddle this narrative that if you don't forgive someone, you're automatically holding on to bitterness and anger, clearly do not have a good range of emotions. The opposite of love is not hate. It's indifference. You do not automatically love or hate somebody. There is a third option where you just don't give a fuck about them. Mm. You don't carry any feelings for them because you literally do not care about them. They no longer exist to you. That's my state of forgiveness. I forgive myself and I have indifference towards the person who wronged me. Not hate, not resentment. If you're carrying hate, bitterness, and resentment for the people who have harmed you, then you forgive them and you get that fixed and you get that checked out. But that is not my story, dear. And there is never going to be a part of my healing journey that is going to be centered around another human being. Sorry doesn't undo anything, and it doesn't change anything. Someone being sorry does not mean that they have to be forgiven.
Right. Right. What I've been saying, sorry is like a, what's the, oh, I had a, not an analogy, but the way I compared it is, if someone decides to forgive you or someone decides to accept your apology, you got to look at it as like a grace that you don't deserve. It's shit that if they give it to you, bonus, blessing. But you are not, no motherfucker is owed that shit. With that said, I did say I was going to say shit, right? All right, you know what? Yes. Bianca N, is that her name? Black Magic 3. Oh my god. Wait, what's her username? Okay, I'll be in the show notes. Ooh, she pretty. I have a lot of opinions and a lot on a lot of things. That was an opinion? Holy shit. That shit was like well thought of. Anyway, name is Black BLA 3 K M A G I 3 Black Magic. Yeah, that is black. Bianca N. And that was some deep shit. Yeah, the other reason I don't want to talk a lot about it is because I'm still struggling with the concept of forgiveness, and I just appreciated her take about how, yo, though the forgiveness is more for you than it is for the other motherfuckers. Nah, they can go to hell, but it's for you, you're the one who needs to be able to see them and be like, eh, I mean, it's like, who are you again? All right, yes, we used to be, yeah, things like that, but, yeah, shout out to Bianca N. You know, also, shout out to Donald Wrights. I forgot to mention, I was clicking on his profile, and I was fascinated at the fact that he's a writer, theologian. That's deep. Theologian, so he knows what the fuck he's talking about. Husband, teacher, storyteller for love and liberation. Oh, man. Man. Yo, shout out to, well, not really TikTok, but shout out to the content creator on TikTok, man. It's like, especially the black ones. Not, you know, not just, I mean, especially the black ones, because I'm rooting for everyone black. But, yeah, no, there's some great content creators out there. I should say there's some great content out there. For all I know, these motherfuckers have dead people, have dead bodies in their basement. I love when I make my own self laugh. But, yeah, man, shout out to the content on TikTok. Well, the content that's for me, the content that I like. All right, this concludes news and random thoughts. It's a good thing I took out some of these items because I was going to yap a lot, man. Who knew I had things to talk about? All right, let's jump to final thoughts so we can get the fuck out of here. All right, here we go. Yeah. All right, before I go into what's up with the title and intro verse of today's episode, I'm going to read a tweet from Pammy. Someone I follow on Twitter called Pammy_DS. And she's another, they're another content creator who just put shit on the internet that I find very, okay, her profile says, daydreamer and night thinker. What's the meaning of life? Oh, wow. DM for ghostwriting and Twitter growth. Info INFJ lifespan 6. Oh, deep. That's her phone number? There's no way she put a phone number out there. I don't even know that's a real profile. Oh, okay, let me check her website. Okay, oh my God, B, you're so distracted. Oh, my. She's a pretty woman. Protect her energy. I guess she's one of those spiritual growth folks. Tip me. She's an emperor. Anyway, my God. Tammy says something on Twitter recently. She says a lot of things that I like, but this one was worth me copying and pasting and sharing with you. And she says, normalize being okay with letting people think what they want about you. That's badass. The idea that we're going to be liked, validated, or accepted by everyone is an illusion. Our peace, mental health, and happiness is more important than other people's perception, opinions, and approval of us. And that's why I give her
a message.
That was deep. That was deep. That was deep. Thank you. Thank you, Pammy. All right, Kay. Last. Sorry, I couldn't let go. This tweet that I shared, or this reply to a tweet on Twitter, is getting a lot of traction. And every time I get my notification light goes on, I'm like, dopamine fix. All right, okay. What's up with the title at Introverse? Well, needless to say, it's a line from Tupac's track, Hail Mary. I used to say Hail Mary. No, it's Hail Mary. And I just realized that Hail Mary is in English is a c'est pas notre père. How do you say it in French? Something about, cause I went to Catholic school, French Catholic school, and yeah, they were big on, they had their Hail Mary. Come on, Hail, oh, fuck it. Now I gotta look this up. Hail Mary in French. Je vous salue, Marie. There we go. It's important for me to remember my childhood. All right. Well, the French part of my childhood. All right. Okay. Even if it involves white people. All right. Okay. Yes. All right. Okay. The reason I ended up choosing this title or this track is, I don't know, man. After the last episode, I felt the need to do something theological, spiritual. Initially, I was thinking of Cursed by something by Rakim. There's a line he says something like, cursed by every spirit who never made it to birth. But in this particular case, I remember going through Hail Mary. And, one, I just fucking love the track. I love, part of me doing these shit is I just love reading lyrics to rap songs. That's core, and it just happened to be this one. So it had to be theological Hail Mary is one of those tracks that I'm like I hear it, and I think because English is my second language, I hear it, but I don't hear it. So I have to go for the lyrics. I'm like, oh, wow. Like, I was fascinated by the line where he says, what is it again? Never stop to aim. How does it go again? He says, come on, it's a song called Set Trip. Empty out my clip, never stop to aim. Like, Pac always has verses that makes, damn. Yeah, and also I was thinking about Pac, about how he's an emotional rapper, and how, there's a line where he says, peep the rap game. I have to look this one up. I don't know how accurate Rap Genius is, but fuck it, man. But he goes, peep the weakness in the rap game and sold it. That didn't make sense, and according to the contributor on the Rap Genius, he says, although rappers when Tupac was emerging were talking about politics and having freedom, not many really talked about emotions. Tupac was one who pioneered rap to start really talking about deep feelings, whether it's his love for his mother, or his love and dear mama, or his deepest, darkest secrets, like so many tears. Yeah, and had me thinking about what I'm, yeah, so that line right there had me thinking about, yeah, I think that's what my contribution to podcasting is. live journaling and sharing deep thoughts and personal thoughts and trying to be vulnerable with a bunch of complete strangers and saying shit about, like, you know, how I'll be going through my porn stash later on. For science, self-education. I was also thinking about how this podcast is a Hail Mary. I had to look up Hail Mary because they use it in football, and apparently it's Hail Mary is like a strategy. It's a move in football where you're just where you're like going for broke, like it's a desperate attempt at a victory. Am I right? Okay, let me read. It says a Hail Mary pass. A Hail Mary pass is a very long forward pass in the American football. Typically made in desperation with an exceptionally small chance of achieving a completion. Due to the difficulty of a completion with this pass, it makes reference to the Catholic Hail Mary prayer, strength for help. Yeah, and I'm just thinking about this podcast. As I try to narrow that, like, I've accepted the fact this is not going to be a popular podcast, but the people who understand what I'm doing, what I'm saying, what I'm expressing, it's going to mean something for them. The same way it would have meant something for me. It's like knowing there's others out there. There's others like us out there. That's the thing, you know. It's like the world is trying to silence us like a bunch of fucking neo-Nazis at a drag event trying to silence them. But there's a world trying to silence us, but we deserve to exist. That reminds me, I need to write a letter to the Black Fat Fam podcast. Because Black Fat Fam is a podcast out there that I very appreciate. And I'm not going to say it's not about guts. It's more about I'm grateful for their work. And Lizzo's an example, right? People have no idea. A lot of people like to hit on Lizzo's, but those of us who understand what she's doing fucking are grateful for it, man. And that's why she's our queen. Anyway, yeah. Pac was an emotional rapper. I could connect with that. That's probably why he was my favorite rapper, because I felt like he was speaking my rage, my anger, my tears, and my hopelessness and all that, man. He understood it. And last but not least, yeah, I just wanted to recite that verse, man. I'm actually, don't be surprised if I take this track again. And, I forgot to mention one last part. Is there's a picture of Tupac of him. He's shirtless, but he's praying. And for me, it used to be a powerful picture. It just felt like it was the equivalent. There's a line in the Bible about be still and know I am the Lord, some shit like that. And every time I was having a bad day, like today, a shitty day or whatever, or the world just felt like it was wanting me to feel small again, I would post that picture. It was like a silent cry for help. It was just my way of acknowledging that, yo, I'm going through some things. Life is getting to me. And the only strength I'm finding is in prayer. It's like I'm just trying to be at one with the universe. I'm trying to connect with the my life force to say, wow, the noise across the world. And yeah, that picture was just so symbolic. And I say cry for help, but it was more like cry for help to the unknown, to outside the world. That's what they say prayer is, essentially what it's supposed to be about. It's just, I mean, you got a gun to you. You're about to die. Of course, you're going to plead to, there are no atheists in a foxhole. So, like, I understand all that shit. And to the Christian who says, see, you're talking about Jesus. No, I'm not. I'm acknowledging that I do have a need for spirituality. Me being an ex-Christian is realizing that, yo, fuck it, Christianity can't fulfill that need anymore. Anyway, yeah, so Hail Mary, the last reason for choosing Hail Mary as a verse from Hail Mary is just that picture. It was just powerful, man. So much meaning. So much relevance, I guess. And you know what? Guess what, gang? This concludes today's episode of Shut Up Podcast. Now, I don't know if I've been hella loud in the headphones. If not, then, well, this is going to make my day even worse. Anyway, this concludes today's episode of Shut Up Podcast. Holler at me on Twitter again until Elon Musk fucks it up and destroys it and runs it to the ground. But, yeah, you can DM me on Twitter using either at BBlizak or at Shut Up Podcast. Website address, you can find me. Yeah, best way to holler at me is go on the website, man, and get my visiting views up. ShutUpPodcast.com, email address is ShutUpPodcast411@gmail.com. And on my website, you can find the show notes or the RSS feed. Like, if you want to subscribe to this podcast, use the RSS feed on the website or go to Google and Apple Podcasts. Yo, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, frères et sœurs, mes amis, thank you for listening. I mean that. Thank you for listening, and remember, be kind to your favorite podcast. Peace.